Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is called the 5 Key Investing Tools. In fact, it's not called the 5 Keys because I've just added 3 more keys. So I'm gonna change the key number of keys. It's gonna be the 8 Key Investing Tools rather. Okay, so I'm just gonna change this for Phil. Okay, Phil, it's not 5 keys anymore. It's 8 keys. Or 8 key investing tools, all right, to help you improve your investing in shares, okay? And this, obviously, you can apply this to other markets, too, of assets you want to invest in, like property. But these are the 8 key investing tools that I use, so I want to share them with you, okay? So the 8th one's a bit of a secret tool that I may not divulge on this podcast, but perhaps for my Money Club Discord members, that it's already in there, so they see it. But so maybe I'm going to give you 7 of the 8, all right? Because that 8th one is just, yeah, it's something that is super valuable that my Money Club guys get. So here we go, 8 investing tools or 7 investing tools for you. Ready? The first one I use, and this seems so silly, but it's books. And I think I'll put this one first for you because if you're not reading books like The Snowball about Warren Buffett, or The Intelligent Investor, or The Darn Dough Investor, or you're not reading books like Richer, Wiser, Happier, or what else? There's so many. Common Stocks and Uncommon Profits, One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch. Like, if you're not really curious and obsessed and fascinated by stocks and buying pieces of public businesses and reading these books voraciously, then you really, you probably shouldn't be investing in stocks, frankly. So you've got to have a natural curiosity to learn. So books is where I learned the foundations, and I learned a lot from Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, his value investors, right? Seth Klarman, there's so many. And so books is the first place to start, okay? Now, perhaps if you've read a couple of my books, great, it's a beginning, okay? It doesn't mean you end. So books, I'm always looking to improve and increase my knowledge in investing all the time, forever. It'll never stop. It's about perspective, reading books from the greats and principles and foundations, okay? So the first tool are books. You've got to go there. You've got to be interested in learning, okay? The second tool is news. You've got to know what's going on in the news, okay? If you're not reading the news, and I'm talking about not like the Channel 7 news at night where they talk about the cat running up the tree and the fire brigade going, it's financial news, okay? So I subscribe to the Financial Review newspaper, which is the main publication for finance in Australia, and I pay for that every month because it's got quality financial news that I want to see. And I've made investment decisions around some of the things that I've read in there a lot. It's a really, really effective tool, that. So news, and you can jump on Google and type in certain things about news, and it'll pull up great articles because Google's got a news feature. So jump into Google and put down, news, and you'll find financial news. Just avoid the clickbait. Like, you'll find that there's clickbait around too. So just go to the really high quality news platforms. So like CNBC is great, Yahoo Finance, Business Insider, Financial Review, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, there's certain reputable news companies that you want to go for, right? And usually the ones you got to pay for are the ones you want. So that's why I pay for the Financial Review. Okay, so news. You've got to be up to date with what's happening in the economy because it does affect your investing decisions, okay? But when you're reading the news, you also have to understand looking for the signal over the noise. So you through experience, you'll learn what to ignore, what to pay attention to, okay? So the third key investing tool, okay, is this awesome research tool. I love it. It's got so many amazing articles on specific companies, a lot of data on their financials, a lot of ratios done for me, a lot of charting. It's really effective, and I pay for this one as well. So if you've got to invest in your investing, right? So this one's called Seeking Alpha, And it's a wonderful app, but it's mainly, well, it is primarily US market stocks, okay? But it's got wonderful analysis from, you know, reasonably good analysts on there, and it gives you wonderful perspectives. Obviously, they're slanted to the views of that they have, right? So you've got to still do your own due diligence. But Seeking Alpha is a great place to learn and dissect companies with people, you know? Like there's wonderful perspectives on there and research done on there and so forth. So that's a really good tool for researching, you know, specific stocks, particularly in America, right? And learning as you go, which is really cool. So that's also a paid subscription. The next one, the number four, is Morningstar. Now, Morningstar is a research publication as well. You do have to pay for the premium version, but what I love from the free version are the 10-year snapshots that they give you of a company. So you can quickly see a trend of what's happening in a company with the Morningstar reports. They've got these Morningstar like 10-year snapshot reports, which are really effective. It tells you, you know, like what the return on equity is, what the earnings per share are for the 10 years. It's really effective as a tool. So I snap that. I mean, I have access to that through my online broker. And I'm with ANZ Share Investing as a broker. I've been with them for like 14 years. But your broker, if you're with a high-quality share online broker, they will give you access usually to things like Morningstar. There will be some level of access to research through your online broker, just so you know. So that is another tool that I use. Obviously, you've got to have an online broker account, but I'm not going to get into detail on this one because that's an obvious one. And that's probably a whole different episode, I think, which I'll do. So yeah, you've got to actually have a platform to buy shares with, which is called an online broker platform. So I'll come back and do an episode on that specifically because I think people get confused with what they are. So that's number four. Number five, okay, Google and YouTube. I think this is goes without saying, Google and YouTube are the two greatest search engines when it comes to anything. And I'm not just talking about stocks, I'm talking anything. Like, unless you've Googled it and YouTubed it, you probably haven't even really done enough research on it, okay? Now, obviously, whoever's putting the YouTube clips up, they've got a certain bias towards what they're talking about, so you also have to be careful of clickbait. It has to be, you know, quality people talking or you know, and I like listening to the billionaires, right? People who have really made it. I like listening to some of their interviews and stuff on YouTube. It's really, really great place to learn about investing as well. And of course, Google. Okay, now when it comes to Google, what I do is if I'm researching a company that I want to buy, I Google it first and I click on the news and then I click search and I just want to see what's coming up because I do want to know. I start to delve deeper from there and I look at the annual reports, I go to the company's website, I look at the annual report, I want to drill down to see what's happening there and I want to understand the business from a business standpoint, not a stock price standpoint. Okay, so there you go. So Google and YouTube, really effective search tools, right? Research tools. The sixth key investing tool is actually Twitter. I think you probably think that's a bit weird. Like, what would I find on Twitter? But I think Twitter's got some interesting perspectives from really smart people. Obviously, Elon Musk, he talks on Twitter a lot. I'm not suggesting to follow him into anything, but I think there's some great publishers on Twitter that bring really important news to that platform very fast. And you get to see the comments and what people's perspectives are. And it's just another great place to get an idea of perhaps what you haven't thought about when it comes to your investing and a business, okay? Number seven, this is a key one, investing tools, My Brain, okay? My Brain. So My Brain is a tool I go to. You got to think when it comes to your investing, okay? So like over the last 14 years of building up all this experience and knowledge and companies and value investing principles and foundations, and articles that I've read over the years, My Brain is kind of like put together a bit of a, you know, certain rules that I follow, a checklist that I have in My Brain that I look for quite quickly, which I'll talk to you about in the next episode. And, you know, My Brain goes everywhere with me and it thinks. And I think people don't really use that particular tool enough. And it's important to think and contemplate. Because it's like what Warren Buffett does. He can do a year of thinking or even 3 or 4 years of thinking, perhaps even longer, and then he will act. But then that thinking allows the action to happen, and that one act will then serve him for the next 30 years. So the more you think prior to making an investment decision, the better, because you've got to look at it from all angles and perspectives, okay? And over time, you'll develop a really, really good tool in your brain because you'll have learned from mistakes. You'll have learned from others. You'll have acquired knowledge and experience, and you'll have all that behind you. So that's a key investing tool, right? So that's number seven. Number eight is a secret tool that I have access to that I love and use all the time. I'm not going to give it to you here, but if you want to join the Discord, the Money Club that I've got, I'm going to get Phil to put that in that link into the show notes, because of the certain stuff we add to that, it's just a very small subscription to get into that. So that's in there, but it's a wonderful tool I use to kind of work back from particular positions and stocks that I'm researching into my own bit of an idea of what I want to do. So if you want to grab that tool, jump into the Money Club. It's an awesome little group on Discord that we've got that we talk, all my friends talk there about, you know, different things with their investing and stocks. This is a great place to hang out and learn, right? So, but it's no recommendations in there. It's not financial advice. And there's no, you know, it's nothing like that. There's no referral fees. It's just a club basically, right? So if you want to get access to that cool tool that we use, jump in there. And there's some other cool tools in there as well, plus amazing lessons and amazing articles you probably wouldn't be able to find that we've been able to uncover and use in there. So, hey, Phil, pop the link to the Money Club maybe in there in the show notes. And if you want to grab that, feel free and jump in there and you'll see it. But they're probably the key tools that I use. Seems really unsexy, right? Like, oh, it sounds like work to me that I got to read and then watch the news and go to Seeking Alpha and buy this and get subscribed to that. But I just wanted you to know that this is what it takes to be able to, the minimum it takes to be able to want to buy or place positions in individual companies when you're buying stocks, right? Even when it comes to investing in ETFs, you do want to have a level of understanding and be equipped to do your own research because you don't want to depend on anyone else, okay? So I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you've got to do work when it comes to your investing, okay? And so they're the key tools that I use. You may use different tools. I saw someone on Twitter the other day, they spend like $100,000 a year on tools. I'm like, what the heck? Like that you shouldn't be, it's not like that. You like $1,000 a year or thereabouts should be enough. But, you know, it's the more you invest in your knowledge is probably the most important thing. Knowledge and experience. And then, and you use these tools to your advantage, okay? Because, you know, it's a very tricky game a lot of the time. So hope that makes sense, those tools. Hope they give you a bit of a perspective on what I do. And of course, you can go and use those tools, right? You can use all those tools to your own advantage. And the more you are kind of immersed in the news and in the books and in the learning and what to look for and stuff, the better you'll get, okay? So at least do that, because the worst thing to do is go and start buying stock. You don't know what you're doing, okay? Avoid that at all costs, right? And if you can't do that, you don't have the temperament, you don't have the emotional intelligence, you can't handle looking at a screen and seeing your money fall. If you can't handle any of that stuff, don't do it. Go buy a house, a residential property, and just sit it there for 30 years. That's your game, right? Do that. If it's in your circle of competence to do that, then please do that. Don't go into something that you don't have any interest in, because you're just going to probably get burned, okay? So this is important to explain, because I think too many people don't have any business investing in stocks because they don't care about it. They're not going to invest time or effort into it, so they probably should just steer clear of it, right? So hope that makes sense. Again, go to the link if you want to join the Money Club on Discord. Jump in there. If not, all good. But thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I'm getting great traction. A lot of people listen to this podcast now, which is great. I really just want to teach people all the things about money and investing and entrepreneurship that they do wish that they learned in school. But unfortunately, you can't learn this stuff anywhere. So this podcast is for that, right? And it's where you know that money does grow on trees so long as you know which seeds to plant, okay? So thanks so much for listening in. Give us a shout out on your stories. I'll share it back to my feed. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. It means the world to me if you can do that. And of course, share the podcast with your friends and family if you want them to learn, okay? And your kids too, right? I know that there's a lot of young people that listen to this podcast. I've tried to keep it simple and straightforward and entertaining and engaging so that they actually get to learn. So with that said, thanks again, and I'll see you or talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.